This is KNKX. The Seattle Mariners have led Major League Baseball in the number of players injured this season. Injuries are up all across baseball this year. We learn more from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the Mariners got more bad news on the injury front this week regarding star outfielder and last year's American League Rookie of the Year, Kyle Lewis.
Yeah, this guy's had nothing but bad luck with health. This is the third injury to his right knee in his short career. He had major surgery in 2016 in his first season up at Class A Everett. And then just this spring, hit his knee against an outfield wall in spring training and missed the first 17 games. Now he's out for a prolonged period with at least a meniscus tear, and it looks like it's more serious, according to Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto.
And the Mariners have been leading the league with players used so far this year with 46.
Yeah, it's not just Lewis. There's been a whole slew of players, pitchers and position players, including Justin Dunn. This week was diagnosed with some shoulder inflammation, and he's on the 10-day injured list now. Another pitcher, veteran returnee James Paxton, was being counted on, but he went down in his first game with an elbow that's going to require surgery. Another starting pitcher, Nick Margavichus, is done. Also, Casey Sadler, LJ Newsom, Eric Swanson out of the bullpen, they're injured. And two guys are down with COVID-19, Kendall Graveman and Drew Steckenrider. So the Mariners currently have 14 players on their injured list and have had 19 throughout the season. That includes first baseman Evan White, second baseman Dylan Moore, and returning recently have been catcher Tom Murphy and Ty France. It's really been a high casualty list.
And this is a baseball-wide problem, Art. Lots of players are going down. What's going on?
Jason Stark of The Athletic did some research on this using Baseball Prospectus, which charts injuries. And as of Wednesday, there have been 244 players, non-COVID, that have been on this injury list, and that's up 29% over the same period in the last full season of 2019. We're not counting 2020 because it was only 60 games because of the COVID shutdown. Part of this is they changed the rules from a 15-day injured list to 10 days to give managers more flexibility in bringing up players to substitute for the injured players. So there's a natural increase in the use, but it doesn't change the fact that there's a lot of people getting hurt. The pitchers especially are up 47% from the same period in 2019. Also up are soft tissue injuries like hamstrings, oblique muscles in the rib cage, lots of groin strains that are happening now. And my theory, and baseball won't say this out loud, but I do think the problem is the shutdown in 2020 and players' responses to it. Training was disrupted, routines were disrupted, and players are so eager to get back to the form they had that they're putting too much strain on bodies that weren't ready for this kind of work. I'm not a doctor, but I think it's common sense that COVID-19 is having an impact well beyond its disease. It's been disrupting baseball mightily throughout this season.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.